What the Actual Fork podcast is co-hosted by two intuitive eating registered dietitians, yours truly, Sammy Previtt, owner of Fine Food Freedom, and Jenna Warner, owner of Happy Strong Healthy.
We can't stand diet culture bullshit and love keeping it real. Our mission is for all humans to believe that they are made for so much more than chasing a smaller body. We are also here to share with you that food can be fun and pleasurable again.
Although we are medical professionals, we are human beings too. We are not afraid to share our deepest, darkest secrets and how many years of our lives were taken by diet culture.
We started this podcast so no human has to feel alone in their journey towards food freedom. So get comfy and join us for a casual combo where you can expect to laugh, cry, learn, and grow.
We are so grateful that you're here. So if you enjoy this podcast and want to connect further, we invite you to follow along on Instagram at @whattheactualforkpod and subscribe, rate, and review our podcast so we can continue to share this message with more and more people. Now, let's get into it.
Okay, Sam, you are in the final stretch of pregnancy.
I feel like
how do you feel?
First of all, when you said that, I was like hearing like the Rocky theme song playing right in the background. It's like,
I was thinking the final countdown. But how are you feeling?
I am feeling a mix of emotions. I feel like every day I'm like, I feel ready. And then other days I'm like, I am not ready. And it's
what
just
is
like,
ready.
I know. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Like I feel way more confident this time around. Obviously every baby's different. Everything's going to be different. Like I understand that. But I do think like, yeah, I just, but this time, I don't know if it's like, it's probably because I, you know, at 1 year postpartum, we started the fertility journey again and then like went back to the clinic, started the injections and were pregnant like a year, what was it? Like a year and 2 months postpartum.
Wow.
So my pelvic floor did not properly heal, especially with my labor and delivery that I had with Sienna, my first, and 3.5 hours of pushing, that literally gives me PTSD. So I think like I'm experiencing a lot of physical pain. Like I did go to pelvic floor PT after Sienna and I've, you know, really thought that I was feeling better and stuff, but did this pregnancy, like there's a lot more physical pain and pressure. And I think that is because it's just like, we're just like running it back, like boom, boom. Like it's just, it's a lot. So I am very much so looking forward to like, I know postpartum is very difficult physically, mentally, and emotionally, but I'm looking forward to like starting that healing journey and like having a second for my body to breathe.
Yes. Oh, I love that. And honestly, like I've said this before, I think the second time around, at the very least, just knowing what to expect to some extent makes the healing process. It doesn't make it easier. There's nothing easy about postpartum, but it makes it a little bit more enjoyable because it's less mysterious, right? Like it's less like surprising. It's like, you know, you're not going to sleep 8 hours right away. Like, you know, you're going to be bleeding somewhere, you know, things are, there's going to be tears from all sorts of people this time, but it doesn't mean that it takes, I don't know. I guess what I'm trying to say is I think the knowing piece allows a little bit more control, which I know if you're anything like me, that's a little helpful.
For sure. And I think it takes away the fear of the unknown, right?
Yeah.
And like, helps build self-compassion because like you can't know what it's going to be like your first time. And anytime I see a TikTok video, I see a few of like some of these moms, these first time moms that are like, it's cute. They're like, I'm bringing second mom energy into my first. And they're like thriving and like have really listened to seasoned moms be like, you don't need to stress about the sleep schedule or the feeding schedule. And I'm like, oh my God, if I could have been that way. Mm. And like talking to other moms and friends of mine that are first time moms and they're tracking every poop, every pee, every feeding, every, and I'm like, oh, that was me. That was me. And I will not be doing that. Like, I will not be tracking a damn thing. Mm-mm. And so it's like, that is really reassuring going in this time of like, again, have no idea like what obstacles could come up, but like, I know how bad my anxiety was the last time. And I'm like much more aware of those signs and symptoms and like looking forward to hopefully enjoying more of the newborn phase that passes so quickly.
So like, quick.
So quick.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
It's like I've already, and something that I think is really funny is if you would have asked me 2 months ago if I would ever have kids again, I would have said, fuck no. Because that phase of life is like really, really challenging. That like 4 or 5 month stage. Dylan will be 6 months this week, and by no means are we consistently doing anything, but I'm in a phase right now where I'm like, I miss that beginning phase, and I could do this again. So I feel like the most valuable piece of advice I could ever give anybody who's about to have their second or kid or following after that is that it really is true that every phase passes. The good,
oh my God,
and
everything
the bad.
Is temporary. Yes.
Yeah. But yes. You don't believe that until
never.
You're in it. Right.
Never.
And like, I literally thought I was never going to sleep again. And, you know, where I'm not sleeping consistently at night, but I'm sleeping and I'm fine. Right. Like, and we're figuring it out. And yeah, it's just, it's, everything is temporary. Every single thing is temporary. And that's a pretty cool thing to recognize. So what I really want our listeners to hear from you today is, you know, obviously you're about to have your second and people are asking you, how can I support you? What can I do for you? What would be helpful for you now or post baby? And I think our first, I was at your baby shower. I didn't have a baby shower because of COVID, but you know, people send things, which is so nice. And you get all the jumpers and the whatevers and the stuff. And then the baby comes and you're like, you don't use it for months and months and months. Not that we're not grateful for all the stuff, but like, if somebody says to you, like, for your second, what can I do for you? And what would be helpful for you? What are you telling people?
Great question. And I love how, yeah, when, before you have kids, you have no idea. Like, and you're just
give me
like,
every bouncer.
Yeah. You're just like, I'm going to get you some cute, like, outfits for the baby.
I love the people that send expensive clothes, which is so kind. And by no means am I saying don't do this for people that you love, because I would never buy them for myself. So it's like nice to have it. But it's like, I just remember there was really cute outfits I had for Noah, and like, he outgrew them before I could even put them on him. And I was like, shit. Like,
yes, you can be grateful and the outfits can be unhelpful at the same time. Like, that, those are both true, like 100%. So, yeah, we did not have a baby shower for this baby. We did not have a sprinkle. We did not have anything. And so many people have been asking me. And again, if people are asking, I'm like, oh, okay. Like, instead of like, you know, just being like, oh, you know, whatever. We're basically just sending a meal train link, and there's
that link.
You're like, send it
in the chat here.
So we'll send it to you. And it also has the option of like purchasing like a DoorDash or like a Target or like whatever gift card, like the places that you as a mom are just like constantly utilizing. And so again, that's not us being like, here, everybody click this link. But it's like, if people want to help, here. We need yes. food. We want, you know, and that's what you and I have always talked about. And like all my girlfriends postpartum now, I don't even ask for their registry link. I just Venmo money. Because right. I'm like, here's cash. Like, you know, I don't know if you use Uber Eats, DoorDash, Amazon, Target, whatever you need. Just, but usually it's like while I'm checking
night
in with
nursing.
Them. If they're having a hard time, right? It's like, here's dinner tonight. Here, just order from wherever you like. Like, that's what you need. And that's like, I think about us, like right now, like we don't need anything other
than that. Especially
because
you're having another girl.
Correct. So that is something like I highly recommend people doing, whether it's your first or second, is like, I forget this is not an ad of like what I set it up through. I think it's called Give in Kind or Give Kind, where it has the ability for people to sign up for, like people locally, if they want to sign up for a meal or, and like drop it off or again, the gift cards.
You have no idea how helpful that's going to be. I was just going to send you cash, but please send me the meal train link. I really mean it. Don't forget.
Cash is fine too. Because, Jenna, because, wide open. Because I feel like you and I can Venmo each other cash back
the same
and forth.
$40 back
whenever
and forth.
The person's crying. We're just like, here's your coffee for the day.
Here's your $20 smoothie. But I think you have no idea how much that's going to come in clutch too, because there are literally times, you know, right now we're living with my parents. So dinner has been like, we've been eating dinner and home cooking, which has been amazing for this past month. But even up until now, and Dylan will be 6 months this month, like up until we moved in here. So like 4 weeks ago, we were ordering DoorDash 2 to 3 times per week. We were eating straight up frozen meals, Factor meals, not an ad. But I really love them. And we were like having cereal and like breakfast foods for dinner, because all of a sudden, like the baby starts going to bed at like 6:30. So somebody's on bedtime there. And then when that baby's down, you're starting bedtime for the next baby. And it's like, yes, we want to try and eat as a family, but like, if you have parents that work, both parents like are in our home, you know, if I'm not starting dinner at 5 o'clock, like, how do you make dinners? Like, all I'm saying is it's really hard to wrap your head around that whole process, especially in the beginning when the baby needs so much from you. And the idea of family dinners will definitely come, but it's not here yet for us. And that's okay. So I think just the ability to be able to support a new family and say like, permission to get DoorDash tonight, and also like take the burden off of the $1,000 fees that come with ordering food to support a family. I don't think that there's a better gift, personally.
100%.
And or I think cash for night nursing, because if I have another baby, I'm going to set up that fund because,
ooh,
wow,
love
it's
that.
Expensive.
Love that. So I think, yeah, and I think it's like knowing that this time around, like that's what we needed. Like I didn't want to have a sprinkle. I don't want a registry. I don't want, and not, there's no hate or shade to people that do that. That's great. And so I think it's like, we've talked about before on many different episodes related to motherhood, like being able to ask for and accept help where you're getting it. And so when all these people are asking, like, what do you need? Like the old me would be like, don't worry about it. And
nothing.
I was like, fuck this. I'm just going to set up a link. And if somebody wants to help, great. If they don't end up giving us food or a gift card or whatever, like that's totally fine. Like, don't need, you know what I mean?
This is so cool. You can literally click on the date. So if I can click on the I'll help, and then it brings you to, so cool. Okay,
yes,
I will do this
like
later.
Because for people locally, like they'll know like, hey, okay, the Previts have dinner this week covered. And then instead of all the text coordination of like, can you come now? Can I see the baby? It says like, drop it off at our front door. Text it when it's there. We'll let you know when visitors are open. We'll remind
so good.
You. Yeah.
Boundaries. If yes. anybody wants to learn about boundaries, follow Sam Previtt. I mean, but that's
sure.
so great, right? Like there's no obligation to like, it's just you're setting the expectation of where it needs to be and what would A, be helpful for you and your family. And like for the person dropping it off, it's like you just know it's so appreciated. And I think that that's so great. And I am so proud of you. And I think that if you have the ability to help a friend, or you are asking a friend, like, don't let them say, no, we got everything. Just say DoorDash or Uber Eats then. Like,
yes, or Grubhub just Venmo them money, truly. Like,
right.
Truly. Because, like, for me, again, this link is only going to people that text me and saying, what can I do? How can I help? Like, that are actively asking me. I have something to send them. Again, if they help, great. If they don't, totally fine.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
I have another example of one of my best girlfriends, one of my bridesmaids, is here right now. I'm literally taking her to the airport after this episode.
In 3 minutes.
I want to literally cry because I just want to keep her here. But she has two kiddos of her own at home. And she literally came in here being like, okay, what are we doing? What are we doing to get ready? And like this morning she was like, okay, I'm cleaning out your fridge. I'm cleaning all your bottles and pump parts. I'm reorganizing this. Like, that's the kind of stuff that, again, like you and I always talk about, if you're not a mom yet, it's, or a parent, it is very hard to know the mental load and the checklist and the stuff that you are preparing when having a baby. But it's like the greatest act of love that like a friend can do is to like come over and be like, I'm not like, this isn't like a choice. It's like, I'm doing this. What do you want me to start with? Like, where do you want me to start? Kind of thing.
Yes.
So I'll have to send you like a picture of her just like, and like, I've had like the worst back pain and I'm really struggling to like stand lean at this point. So I'm just like sitting in my kitchen, like watching her, and I'm like, this is so hard to accept. And like,
yes.
But like, as a, you know, like, it's just so hard, but
you're
like
recovering also, people pleaser.
Yes. But like, so, so grateful. So for those of people who maybe like don't have the funds or don't have the privilege to like provide Venmo or DoorDash for friends, like go clean their house, go do their laundry, go help them in a, like, just clean their kitchen. Like, every kitchen needs cleaned. There's no questions asked. Like, there are always going to be dishes in the sink.
Yes. And I think just because I know we're running out of time here too, there's, when you do have the opportunity and the privilege to visit a new mom and a new baby, something that I really, really learned and set a huge boundary on this time around is when somebody comes into your home, don't, unless you want to, don't just give them the baby so that you can go do something like clean the house, which was like something I did with my first. Like, I would be like, okay, if you guys can hold the baby, like, I'll go do the chores that I like I've been neglecting. No, this time around, you hold that baby and you give the tasks of whatever needs to be done to the other people. And like, if somebody is truly your friend or family that really wants to help, like, they'll get it. And it could be something like, you know, there's a load of laundry in the dryer, like folding that would be so helpful. And like, I'll sit here with you with the baby. And like, that's not selfish. And something I really, really like cherished about those early weeks and days with Dylan was like, I didn't realize, like, as much as that baby needed me, I didn't realize how much I needed to hold and smell and snuggle that baby for like my own hormone balancing, my own emotions, my own mental health. Like, being close to him, like, was so incredibly healing for me. And I think, again, like, part of my postpartum depression, anxiety, rage, all of those things early on with Noah was probably because I kept passing him off and I didn't get those snuggle moments as much as I should have. And like, who knows? I mean, your first time mom is completely different, but
I really, really think that that boundary helped me a lot with my overall healing process this time around. And that would be the last piece of advice that you didn't ask for from me.
I love it though, because that's like my plan right now. Like I think about how neurotic and anxious I was last time of like knowing all of the ounces and this and that and the sleep. Da, da, da. This time it's feed the baby, snuggle the baby, wear the baby as yes. much as possible.
Do you have like, a good wearer or carrier?
Yeah. Okay. So many, which like we need to talk about, not sponsored, but like can definitely plug some brands. But that is the plan, and like focusing on enjoying, because I was so anxious about all, like you said, all the tasks that needed to be done that were neglected, and like it truly doesn't matter. But again, it comes with so much privilege to have the support, the people around us, because I know that there's a lot of moms out there that don't have that support, and it's holy fuck, are they superheroes? Because I cannot imagine going through this process without support systems and people in my life that love us so unconditionally that like we are so lucky to have, you being one of them. So
back at you, sister. Your text made my day. So you need to go. Thank you everybody for listening, and let's collectively as a What the Actual Fork family send the Previtt family the best of luck, all of our love, and I can't wait to see that baby.
Thank you guys so much for listening to another episode of What the Actual Fork Pod. We know there are a lot of pods out there, and we are so grateful that you are here listening with us.
So if you enjoyed today's episode, please be sure to subscribe, like, share with all of your friends and faves, and don't forget to rate and review and let us know what you want to hear more of. The more we hear from you, the more that we can make these episodes exactly what you want. We would also love to connect with you on Instagram at WhatTheActualForkPod.
We promise to continue to bring you the hottest topics, greatest guests, and the most fun you can possibly have fighting diet culture bullshit. We love you, we appreciate you, and we will see you next week for more fun.